Welcome to the Voice of Denmark. You are tuned to shortwave station OZF, Obo Zebra Fox, on the air twice daily with a one-hour program in Danish and in English, broadcast to the United States and Canada.
Hello, this is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, your time machine into days of futures past. Featuring an ever-changing playlist of folk, jazz, easy listening, indie rock, indie pop, privately released and homemade music from the 1900s to the present. At the Radio Thrift Shop, we play 78s, 45s, 33s, compact discs, and cassette tapes. Radio Thrift Shop is your field guide to obscure and forgotten recordings. All right, we're going to check out the shelves, see what we have to spin this week.
slowly falling as this earth keeps turning round and round. Another page of life unfolds. Fall softly to the ground. Each year seems to go a little quicker. Yes, a minute drags, but a lifetime it flies. And I believe this is just the beginning of an endless surprise. In this book of life we live, where we struggle, where we toil, where we grow. In the seasons of this time that gives impatience, impatience, we must go. Each year seems to go a little quicker. Yes, a minute drags, but a lifetime it flies. And I believe this is just the beginning of an endless surprise. Seems to go a little quicker. Yes, a minute drags, but a lifetime it flies. And I believe this is just the beginning of an endless surprise. Yes, a minute drags, but a lifetime it flies. And I believe this is just the beginning of an endless surprise. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
Hello, this is organist Adam Scone, and you're listening to Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 in New London.
Hovers nearby, awaiting a word, gasping at glimpses of gentle true spirit. He runs, wishing he could fly high, only to trip at the sound of goodbye. Wordlessly watching, he waits by the window and wonders at the empty place inside. Heartlessly helping himself to her bad dreams, he worries, did he hear a goodbye or even hello? Oh, they are wanders, they are two. Something certain to tell you, confusion has its cost. Love isn't lying, it's loose in a lady who lingers, saying she is lost and choking on hello.
Sing in Boulder, with a cover of Neil Young's Helplessly Hoping from a privately released LP, released back in 1971. Before that, we heard Trevor Swadling from Australia with Endless Surprise from another privately released album back in the early 1970s. The Roger Webb Sound with Autumn Aria preceded that, and we started off with The Long Hello and Fair Hazel Gardens from 1973. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. And I'll be back in just a few moments.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Call someone a Luddite today and you'll likely receive a sour look. The term has evolved into meaning someone who is against modern ways or modern technology. But the original Luddites were far more calculating in their rejection of the industrialization that was destroying their way of life. They emerged in Nottingham, England, curiously the same district famous for another champion of the poor, Robin Hood. The Luddite movement was a reaction by mill workers of the Manchester-Leeds industrial region of England to the coming of steam-powered machinery. That machinery replaced their skilled labor and left them jobless and hungry. According to legend, the mythical figure of Ned Ludd was a simple-minded boy who accidentally broke a frame or one of the looms that they wove with. Others who broke frames deliberately might cover it up by claiming that they were as clumsy as a Ludd. But Ned Ludd was also said to be a general on whose orders workers would demand that factory owners shut down steam-powered machinery or the frames would be broken. The Luddite movement was adamantly non-violent, although they did destroy property. It reached its height in the spring of 1812. By February 27, 1812, Lord Byron himself spoke to the House of Lords on the Luddite riots, and he called for a peaceful resolution to the Luddites' complaints, but it was not to be. In June of 1812, some 38 weavers were charged with administering oaths to weavers and pledging them to destroy steam looms, and they were accused of attending a seditious meeting. At their subsequent trial, all 38 were actually acquitted, but later that summer, 8 men in Lancashire were sentenced to death. 15 more were executed at York. While there were occasional outbreaks of violence afterwards, by 1817, the Luddite movement had been thoroughly crushed and had ceased all activity in Great Britain. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
This is Bird Note. At the edge of the Arctic lies the vast boreal forest. In summer, it's home to legions of nesting birds, from warblers to loons. In early autumn, nearly all these birds depart for warmer points south. By November, this dark land of spruce and firs is a cold, forbidding place. Yet one remarkable songbird stays behind, the boreal chickadee. This tiny, dark-capped fluffball lives here year-round. How do boreal chickadees survive the harsh winter? First, during summer, they cache a great deal of food, both insects and seeds. Moths and beetles and even aphids are stashed away in bark crevices and under rough edges of lichens. The chickadees also store a lot of spruce seeds. Then in fall, the birds put on fresh, heavier plumage, and their feathers are more dense than most birds, creating a comfy down parka for the chickadee. And most impressive, the chickadees adapt to deep cold by lowering their body temperature at night from 108 degrees to just 85 degrees. In this way, the birds conserve their stores of insulating fat. So, hats off to the boreal chickadee, a truly rugged bird, even if it weighs only one-third of an ounce.
This is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. Right now, we're going to hear a homemade cassette by a group of individuals who go by the name Library Voice. This music is based on Ursula K. Le Guin's Earthsea trilogy, and the lyrics are, in fact, pulled from Ursula's text. This was a homemade cassette recorded onto four-track Tascam with an SM57 microphone. So this is Library Voice with a homemade cassette titled Look Far.
Shelter close on water. shortwave or call aloud.
I wrote two utopias.
I will not take the counsel of despair. I am deaf. I am blind. You are my guide, the child I send before me into the dark. And we must go on. We must go on. We must go all the way. We must come to the place where the sea runs dry and joy runs out. The place to which your mortal terror draws you.
Da da da. で
たかはきっと悲しかろう音も途絶えた風の中空を掴んだその翼休めることはできなくて闇迫る雲の上いつも一羽で飛んでいる答えた風の中空を掴んだその翼休めることはできなくて闇迫る雲の上いつも一羽で飛んでいる鷹はきっと悲しかろう音も途絶えた風の中空を掴んだその翼休めることはできなくて
Only in silence the word Only in dark the light Only in dying life Bright the hawk's flight on the empty sky
Exploring Science and the Sea. Researchers may not be ready to hold a conversation with them just yet, but they say they can identify a small group of right whales just by the sounds of their voices. That may provide new insights into the behavior of these endangered giants. The researchers studied North Atlantic right whales, which are found off the coast of Canada and the United States. They once numbered in the thousands, but whalers decimated the population. In fact, legend says that right whales got their name because they were the right whales to hunt. They were slow and docile, and stayed close to land. Today, only 400 or so North Atlantic right whales remain. Like many whales, they make distinctive sounds, about a half dozen whistles, moans, and grunts that allow the whales to communicate. Scientists at Syracuse University analyzed more than a decade of whale sounds, which were recorded by sensors strapped to the whales' backs. In particular, they concentrated on a sound known as the up call. It's the whale equivalent of saying, "Here I am, what's up?" It's used by both sexes and by all ages. The researchers found that the sound is a little different for each whale. There are differences in the length of the up call, in the starting and ending pitch, and so on. Analyzing those differences allowed the scientists to identify 13 whales based on their calls. So while they may not yet understand what each whale is saying, they can at least tell who's doing the talking. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
I give to you a word
Thank you.
real quick right there. That was John Sangster with Love is Blue. Before that, the Liberation News Service with Midwinter's Afternoon. And the set started off with the SR Foundation of My Hands. This is DJ Frederick. Thank you for listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Keep your mind free. Keep your radio free. Keep your spirit free. And keep listening to the airwaves. And to your heart.